Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode by the Herschel Saldanha Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering about the cherry blossoms in Bengaluru. On one of my commutes to work, I noticed all of a sudden that some pink flowers started to bloom on the trees. There was nothing on those trees before, and all of a sudden my attention went to those flowers. What might be those flowers, and why have they bloomed around the February end? Bengaluru streets are now adorned with shades of pink as cherry blossoms blanket the city in full bloom. This spectacle arises from the blossoming of Tabebuya rosea, a neotropical tree marking the season with its breathtaking beauty visible throughout the city streets. The initial pink trumpet trees in Bengaluru were planted by the British during the colonial rule. Similar to their practice in other colonies worldwide, they introduced these trees to enhance the aesthetic appeal to the city. Blooming in the early spring, these trees added a wintry ambience to the streets, contributing to the British colonial style in Bengaluru and other colonies. Ultimately, the British favored exotic tree species over indigenous ones. When they departed from India, they left behind the legacy of pink trumpet trees in Bengaluru. S.G. Neginhal, a celebrated horticulturist in the city, took the initiative to plant Tabebuya rosea as avenue trees during the 1980s. Consequently, the presence of pink trumpet trees became a permanent feature, enhancing the aesthetic charm of the garden city and offering Bengalurians an experience reminiscent of cherry blossom in Shillong. I saw these flowers near the BIEC flyover, which is close to the Nice Road. There might be other locations of it too in Bengaluru. To experience Bengaluru's rendition of cherry blossom trees, visit the city's renowned Kabban Park. Here, you can enjoy activities like cycling, leisurely walks, and relaxing under the shade of the magnificent pink trumpet trees for several hours. Even Silkport Junction, typically associated with heavy traffic, is now transformed by the vibrant pink trees, enhancing the pathways during the season. Numerous streets in the area such as Indiranagar, Koramangala, Yelahanka, Mahadevpura, JP Nagar and Jayanagar are adorned with pink carpets accompanied by delicate petals drifting through the air, creating a picturesque scene. A glimpse of Bengaluru streets adorned in various hues of pink offers a moment of beauty and optimism, brightening the world. As Bengaluru blossoms under a joyful summer display, seize the opportunity to venture into your city with caution and flair. Capture moments with your photographs for your Instagram feed, or simply immerse yourself in the enchanting beauty of the nature. I'm wondering, if these flowers bloom on March, then there must be some good omen or significance of it. The peak bloom date signifies the day when 70% of the cherry blossoms have opened. This date varies each year due to weather patterns. Typically, peak bloom occurs sometime between the late March and early April, and generally the bloom stays for several days, with duration influenced by weather conditions again. Calm and cool weather can prolong the bloom, while rain and wind may shorten it abruptly. Additionally, a late frost can hinder blooming altogether. Blossoms embody the latent potential inherent in all living beings, awaiting activation and expression. They inspire us to accept change and trust in the unfolding of the life's journey. While blossoming is a visually stunning natural phenomena, it also carries profound spiritual significance. In this context, the spiritual essence of blossoms signifies individual metamorphosis and spiritual evolution. Like a flower unfurls its vibrant petals, we too can undergo a process of blossoming, revealing your unique abilities and talents. Embracing the spiritual essence of blossoms empowers you to realize your fullest potential and lead lives filled with beauty and purpose. I'm sure you've got value from this episode about the cherry blossoms in Bengaluru. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast, and don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.